Hello and welcome to Pro You Podcast, episode number 389, Mantras and Meditations. That just sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Well, I'm reading a little bit about mantras and sharing a little bit about mantras and meditation. So buckle up, kids. We're on a Pro You ride to paradise. Well, I just made up all that. That's what just said. That's what comes out of me. Just something right there. And it's not even a conclusion because it's a never-ending journey, but closure to the unicorn, quote-unquote, moment and how beautiful moving on is and the good news that I get to share. That I almost got to share last episode. So 2021, moving along swimmingly. And I've had, you know, just a couple clients just look at me and go, I'm getting it. Like, you can just kick stuff out of your head and not think about stuff you don't want to think about. And they're having these epiphanies, and I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. It's kind of how I felt since 2020. Like, you literally can stay this way. You can choose your thoughts. You can focus on whatever thought you want to. If that thought makes you feel good, you can focus on that thought and feel good as much as you want. You can control all that because it's within your control. And simultaneously, you let go of most of which you cannot control. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Enjoy. So I'm going to share a story that I've never shared before. And I'm not really sure why I've never shared it. Maybe I blocked it out of my head. Or I just never saw any relevance in sharing it. But there are two different scenarios that clients were going through. And it kind of made me think of this story. So I joined martial arts the summer after my senior year, 1983. You had to be in martial arts 2 years to test for black belt. And, you know, most people were in 3, 4, 5 or more years. Until moi. I found my thing. And very early on, it was highly apparent to me and others that I just naturally, you know, like a fish to water with martial arts. So I take my first test, I pass, but I did so well, they jumped me. I take my second test, I pass, I did so well, they jumped me. I did that every test. So when I got to black belt, I was testing for my black belt, and I had been in martial arts for 1.5 years, which no one had done before. Now, at this point, there was me, my kicking buddy, and we were the best in our school. And then there was 3 other guys that were our, you know, age. We hung out. They, you know, went to tournaments and stuff, but, you know, they weren't the caliber of my friend and I. But us 5 were all testing for black belt at the same time. So my confidence was high just because of how I had done, you know, the entire time I in, you know, how well I did in my tests. You know, it was just, you know, I was just good. It was just, I was going to pass my black belt test. And during the test, it was highly apparent that my kicking buddy and I 2 of the best that were there. and there was like 50, it was like this huge black belt test in Wisconsin. And it just went awesome. I mean, I was just stoked, pumped, couldn't have gone better. I knew I passed, you know. And then I found out I didn't. I got what was called a conditional, which I don't even really understand today. But they're like, well, you didn't pass. I'm like, I didn't. I'm like, okay, my kicking buddy passed. Then the three other dudes who aren't as good as me passed. And it seems like a bunch of other people passed. But I didn't. Like, I was like, based on what? Like, I was completely, like, if I would have messed up, if I would have, you know what I mean? It's like, then you go, oh, but I killed it. And I was one of the best. And everyone around me who had promoted me, had, you know, worked out with me, felt the same way. Now, back up. I'm 20, maybe 20. So the 20-year-old version of me, which completely scares me to think about, was starting to not be afraid, was starting to not be insecure, was starting to like who he was starting to find himself, was starting to build a foundation that I continued to build upon to this day. Was the day I joined martial arts. So this was kind of everything in the world to me. I mean, I had a girlfriend at the time, but I mean, I never like stayed home from a karate tournament to kick it with her, or you know what I mean? It was karate, 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 karate. That is all I did. So I don't remember the logistics of this, but I went to my instructor and I was like, what's the, you know, because it was his instructor who I didn't like. And it went downhill from there because it's just this old school mentality. Like, I'm this old school badass and you will bow and you will treat me like a god. It was just like this really hierarchy kind of thing, which I understood it, but it was like, outside your pants. I mean, he still had that arrogance. Like, you don't look at me, you don't talk to me, you don't speak to me, remember who I am, just all the time. And it's just, I just didn't like dudes like that. You know, it was just like you had to be so loud with that thing. I mean, everybody knew who he was and what he did, but just how he walked around was just like, I don't know. I just didn't like the dude at all. And again, I don't even remember how this happened, but I went from my instructor and I went over and I walked into this dude's office or where he was after the test. I don't know what it was. And I didn't bow. I didn't do anything. I just walked in. I'm like, kind of, hey, what's up? I got a conditional on what? He's like, you're kicking. I go, my kicking. I go, if there's one thing that I know and everybody else knows that I do well is kicking. And I just went through a test and that's what's going to. And I was just like, no answers. It was just like, you can't pass right now because you've only been in a year and a half, or we don't know how to say that. It's like, well, why let me test? And I was just thrown. Like, it completely threw me how you could just, you know, it's like any sport. You're moving up the ranks, you're doing well, and then you compete for a title or something. Like, oh, yeah, you can't. What do you mean, I can't? Well, you can't now. What? And again, the 20-year-old version of me, I mean, I couldn't fit that in my head at all because it was factual how good I was. I didn't make it up. I didn't pretend to jump every level at testing. You know what I mean? Y'all did. You in charge. So it's like, you know, you promote me, and go, here you go. You get to test early. Well, you're not going to pass, but we're going to let you test early. It's like, so I had to basically wait 6 months. And I don't even know if I knew right away. And then I was like, okay, you have to run a black belt test. And that was my conditional, to run a black belt test. So I did that and I passed and I got my test. I won seven national sparring titles, three with a team and four individual. So it never mattered what anybody said. It never mattered when I got that black belt. It never mattered who tried to hold me down or stop me. What I was going to do in martial arts, I did. So here's the twist. About a month or so ago, I took my first Uber ride. And the first driver turned out to be in martial arts. That's all he wanted to talk about. He started showing me videos, and I completely shut down. I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. And I just thought, I'm like, I'm just not that guy anymore. I don't want to watch your videos. I don't want to tell you what I did. I didn't want to talk about it at all. Second Uber ride guy gets in. The first thing he says is something about why he doesn't complain or something like that. And I'm like, well, he goes, well, each morning. And he just went into like this humble, sincere, pro-you kind of thing. And I couldn't stop talking to the dude. I tipped him $10. So moral to the story. You can just believe in your heart that you need something, deserve something, want something. And getting it might be exactly what you wanted, but not what you need. Not getting it might not be what you wanted, but might be what you needed. It's like all that mattered in the end. I'm telling you straight up, all that mattered in the entire world at that period of my life was karate. That's all I had. Then you fast forward. I just threw up my karate belts. I almost threw up my karate certificates. Took them out of the frames. I'm just going to like roll them up and put like a rubber band around them. I'm like, well, before I do that, because I was keeping the glass. I'm like, well, I'm keeping the glass. I'll just keep these two certificates in between the glass. So you can think you need something and you can just believe you want something. But you're really not in charge of that. You might get it and you might lose it. You might never get it. Or like me with the martial art thing. I mean, I thought it was just so crazy how like that story popped into my head. And I was like, back then it's like I probably almost died. Because these four other dudes came to class next time wearing their black belts, and I showed up without one. I'm like, I got to look at these dudes who wear black belts in front of me? Everything evolved around that. And you fast forward, it's like, well, me and my kicking buddy, we were the two best from that point on and stayed that way. He went on to compete more. But that's when I moved to Vegas. And we ended up both going to Italy to represent the U.S. together. So, you know, we were two dudes that were picked to represent the U.S. together. So we were obviously, you know, good enough and known well enough. And, you know, no one else from our school ever did that. And then you fast forward, I was like, yeah, I don't really talk about that anymore. Because I thought for sure, like I would see older instructors competing and fighting in tournaments and sparring with their students. I thought, I just want to be that old instructor that's still sparring with his students. I just thought that was the coolest thing, you know, be like 50-ish and, you know, in your school. And I just always thought that would be me. You know, because when I left, I got to Vegas and I was like, well, I need to teach. You know, I need to kick. I got to find a school. I got to find a, you know, place to work out. And it was always on my mind. I mean, it was just, you know, teaching martial arts, and then it went to kickbox cardio. So it was like, well, I'm, you know, in my own way, I'm teaching people how to punch, kick, build confidence, you know, get fit. So it became that whole fitness kind of thing with a little self-defense minded. So that was me teaching. I'm like, well, I'm going to do this forever. And I did do it for a long time. And then when that ended, you know, that was one of the first things like, wow, I'm not doing that. You know, what's that going to be like? Because like a door had closed, but not one I wanted to close. It was just, I mean, I was sore. Every week I was like banged. I was just like, I would go to class and I'm like, I'm not kicking tonight. You know, this hurts or that, you know, it was just that constant. So, you know, physically it was the best thing in the world. Cause again, I kind of took a break and fast forward, you know, how many years now I'm running. Now I feel actually better cause I kind of took a break from things. So it's just kind of weird how, you know, if you just step way, 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 way back, which is really, really, really hard to do, there's an ebb and flow. And you just ride the ride. And you do your best to handle when the current changes. When it slows down, when it speeds up. When it goes left, when it goes right. Because it's a, you know, you're on that ride. All you can do is make sure that you're the best you on that ride. So I found this thing about mantras. I mean, I kind of, yes, I would say I have some, but I don't call them mantras, but I get it because to me, it's just repetition. And if you sit there and say whatever in repetition, you know, you're connecting your mind and body. It's a pro you moment. You know, you're blocking out everything. You're staying present. It's like, you know, meditating, and the things that you run through your head repetitively will, you know, they will form a foundation that you can build upon. So I understand it. So you can click this link. This is that Balance by Buddha. You can click a link and it says, you know, that mantra, and it defines that mantra. So there's a mantra, be here now. So you click on it. Be here now. Awaken to this moment. Where is your mind? Is it stuck in yesterday? Or racing toward tomorrow? Life doesn't exist in the past or future. It exists right here, right now. This powerful mantra awakens us to the preciousness of the present. When we let go of the past and future, we settle calmly in the miracle that is this moment. Live mindfully in the present. Embrace the beauty of now. Isn't that kind of cool? I read a couple and I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. All right, be still and know. It's so funny is when you click on these, the quote comes up, the mantra, and each one has, well, so far has a photograph of some sort of stone balance. Be still and know. There is wisdom in silence. Grappling for answers is like chasing butterflies. They'll always flit. They'll always flit. That's a word. F-L-I-T. Out of reach. But if we learn to sit quietly, what we seek will eventually come to us like a monarch butterfly landing softly on an outstretched hand. In Zen traditions, this gentle phrase encourages you to go deep within, to sit patiently, welcoming wisdom with your stillness. And this one I've heard before. I love it. No mud, no lotus. Through it all, the lotus flower blooms. The lotus flower is noted for the wondrous way that it grows. Before it blossoms in the sun, it must make its way through slimy pond muck. That's a word, muck. In time, it emerges, beautiful and whole. The lotus teaches us that obstacles, though uncomfortable, are often necessary for growth. Without the struggles we face, we could not bloom into who we are today. Don't be afraid of life's mud. Trust in the unseen path that leads to the sun. I love that. Trust in the unseen path that leads to the sun. All right, I'm going to read one more. This too shall pass. I've always liked that. This too shall pass. Nothing lasts forever, the good or the bad. By calling our attention to the transient nature of all things, this simple yet profound mantra helps you to cherish the former and endure the latter. When we realize life is constantly shifting, we understand that its hardships are temporary and its joys are truly precious. Well, I enjoyed that, and the little stone pictures. All right, I actually have another one. And, you know, meditation has been a trippy thing to me because I still do not sit, you know, in a place and cross my legs and just sit still in the quiet. I just never really quite, you know, tried it, dabbled in it, but just never really got to that where it resonated. But what resonated with me was, well, what is meditation? I mean, you're just trying to focus on one thing, a mantra, chant, your breath, whatever it is, you block out everything else. Well, I began to do certain things at a level that I blocked out everything else. And it kind of spilled into like whatever I was doing. Like when I'm in that moment doing that thing, there's nothing else in my mind. So now it's like I'm kind of practicing that meditation, quote unquote, all the time in different ways. And that's what works for me. So you got to find your thing. I mean, there's a ton of different things, different ways, different methods. But I thought this was interesting. Meditation is a journey within that can awaken our being to health, harmony, and happiness. Meditation rests the body, calms the mind, and connects us to the spiritual aspect of our existence. And the best part is that anyone can begin on this journey, regardless of personal background. Drawing from multiple meditation traditions and presented alongside words of wisdom from several noted teachers, here are 10 great reasons to consider meditation. Number one, meditation brings us to the present. By simply breathing and existing in the here and now, we become aware of everything happening within and around us. Breathing in, I calm my body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment. Meditation helps us relax. It is both a mental and physical exercise developed over centuries to help individuals release tension of mind and body. The whole of meditation practice can be essentialized into three crucial points: bring your mind home, release, and relax. Meditation enables purity of thought. The practice clears the mud from our minds, allowing hope and happiness to rise to the surface. The great masters of the past taught, water, if you don't stir it, will become clear. The mind, left unaltered, will feel its own natural peace. Meditation strengthens self-compassion. By focusing our thoughts on qualities of acceptance and love, we learn to embrace ourselves fully, ego and all. Meditation practice isn't about trying to throw themselves away and becoming something better. It's about befriending who we are. Meditation encourages kindness. Specifically, loving kindness meditation helps us develop compassion towards all beings we encounter. When we feel love and kindness towards others, it not only makes others feel loved and cared for, but it helps us to also develop inner happiness and peace. Meditation nurtures success. The peaceful journey within cultivates the courage and confidence needed to achieve our worthiest goals. Put your heart, mind, intellect, and soul, even to your smallest acts. This is the secret of success. Meditation develops the spirit. Through peaceful contemplation, we discover the presence of divine in the many ordinary things we encounter and touch. Life is this simple. We are living in a world that is absolutely transparent, and the divine is shining through it all the time. Meditation enables adaptability. Learning to observe our minds can help us accommodate to challenges in the world and within our own ways of thinking. Peace requires us to surrender our illusions of control. meditation helps us better understand our relationships to the world we live in. Enlightened understanding is not knowledge about the universe, but the living experience of the nature of the universe. Last one. Meditation encourages freedom through love. Over time and practice, we may come to realize that everything we seek in the world already exists within each individual person. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Dun, 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 dun. So, we're under a few notes. So, the big news is I got in that store. Santa Paula Trading Company. And it's about an hour north of me, little town, but it's got this quaint little main street. And along Main Street is the store. She sells a bunch of things. But she's got a space where she supports local artists. And her name is Tracy. And she's the owner of the store. And that's who the quote-unquote unicorn had set up. And then, you know, we never even discussed it. When it ended, it ended. And there was no, hey, what about Tracy and Santa Paula Trading Company? But in my mind, that's all I cared about. Like, I was like, whatever, you were going to sell on eBay and now you're not. Who cares? I don't really like you as a person. I'm glad you're not involved with my stuff. But I was in a store. I mean, this person that owns the store said yes to my stuff. And I'm like, I got to find out. So when I recorded the last one, I think it was that afternoon I was going out there. And it was kind of cool because right when I pulled up, it was just, I don't know, I just liked the outside. And I went in and it's, you know, mainly kind of clothes and stuff. But it's just a cool vibe. And I was just kind of in there. She had a customer and I was walking out with Zen and the customer left. And she's like, can I help you? And I said, hi, are you Tracy? And she said, are you Tom and Zen? And right away, I was like, okay, there's just no way she's going to like remember us like that without even seeing us. And not, you know what I mean? Right away, I was like, oh, she's got to let us in. And I just said, I go, is the opportunity open? She says, I don't know what happened, but yes. Like, she didn't care, didn't want to, nothing. I'm like, man. And I just punched in the air and turned, like, I did a little spin, like, just punched. I was like, ah, because it was like that confirmation. And I had mentioned this before, but one of the examples that pops in mind is the very last time I hung out with my stepdaughter. It was the day I rescued Zen. Like, you're in people's lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. We just don't know why. And I'm like, okay, there was that unicorn that raised its head, got in for a minute. She's out. Well, what's the, you know, residual? Well, I got it because I didn't know Tracy. I didn't know, you know, the store. I didn't even hear of Santa Paula. And I got in the car. Because I was like, okay, you know, talk to you later. Thanks, bye. We'll talk about whatever. Because she showed me where I could put my stuff. And she got a lot of space for, you know, hanging stuff on the walls. And I just like, it was just that complete confirmation that there will, you know, it's not going to be this perfectly paved path. But we get a pretty good road and we build obstacles. We make it harder on ourselves. I really wanted to go that way. Yeah, but you're not anymore. Yeah, but I really want. It's like, okay, that one ended. You got to go this way. Yeah, I don't want to go this way. It's like, okay, if you just gather yourself, collect yourself, there's something good for you waiting that way. But see, most people got to see it to believe it. You know, again, that's where the whole faith kind of comes in. Because now I'm like, all right, okay. Not really participating. just kind of following along. But that was like the dopest thing. And I was in the car, and it's, you know, not right, wrong, good or bad. It's just information. But she says, you know, there's probably around, I don't know what she said, you know, $5 to $20 where like, that's kind of like the ballpark where people come in to spend. So if I'm thinking about like, you know, $200 items, probably not going to happen at that store, which was totally fine. I mean, I don't care at all. It's like, where could I sell stuff? So when she said that, she said, oh, like your little face stones. And I thought the exact same thing. I'm like, cool, I got a bunch of those. I'm like, that's exactly what, you know, I'll do. I'll just, you know, bring those, you know, bring some pictures for the walls. And, you know, and as I thought about it, I'm like, well, because she kind of said she likes looking at stuff and their bare walls. And so I'm like, okay, so I'll hang some stuff, pictures that are in my closet, you know, stored, that I'm not looking at, that I don't want to throw away, give away. And, you know, we'll put them up in her store. And, you know, if none of them sell, fine. She gets to look at them. They decorate her store. People come in. They see my art. Where's the bad? Meanwhile, I make the face stones. And I ended up finding this frame, which is really weird, but it's a really dope, different style kind of frame. And it was kind of being discarded. And so I grabbed it. I never knew what I was going to do with it because I don't hang frames that I don't make in the Zen Garden. I don't sell things typically I don't make. But it was just unusual, kind of shaped differently. Thinner on one side, fatter on the other, the angles. And the texture was trippy. And the color was kind of a blue-green, older, looked like an old frame. So, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago, I find these two pieces of metal, like big bolts with kind of like this little nut on each end. And I had no idea, like no clue, but they're about like 8 inches long. And there was two of them. They were kind of rusty and kind of like a, maybe kind of a light bluish color and then kind of rust. They're just sitting there like on the sidewalk. I'm like, what? And I just grabbed them because like, well, there's two of them. And to me, it's symmetry and it's uniform. And I'm like, I'll do something with those. I'm like, what am I going to do with those things? But that's who I am, what I do. So fast forward, I stick these two pieces of metal, these big bolts on the bottom of this frame. And I'm like, well, I'm drilling holes and going to run wire and I'm going to tie these things on there. So now I got these two big looking pieces of metal on this frame. And then I didn't know what I was going to do with that. And then I'm like, well, that'll be my kind of point of sale. You know, I'll put, because I made these little thank you cards and a picture of Zen and I with this kind of rock stone octopus. If you've got my calendar, that's the picture I put on the calendar. And it just became, you know, one of the only pictures I have of Zen and I and one of my pieces. So I kind of used it. And I'm like, well, I'll put that on the little about the artist. And then I'm like, well, I'll put that picture in the frame. Turned out to be like 16 by 20. So I bought matting. And then the opening's 11 by 14. So I just made this little sign, found art, you know, by TJD for sale. And then I put that picture of Zen and I and the stone octopus and then put Facebook and Instagram on it. And when I got done, I looked at it. I'm like, God, that's super cool. And I'm like, but I know I'm not selling anything that big. And then I thought, okay, let me just think about it. This was yesterday. Like, what do I have? I'm like, okay, the face stones. And I'm like, but, you know, I can make those little wooden round chips like the base for some, you know, so I could sell like those wood chips. And I'm like, well, I could just sell stones. You know, I mean, I literally could just, you know, because I like beach stones. They're kind of cool. I'm like, I could just put like a bowl and put a handful of stones in there. Well, then my mind just kind of started going. And I literally was on Instagram. And this, I think he's Japanese, but he's a Facebook friend, stone balancer dude. And he had a picture of this little leather bag, which I believe he made, with a little leather string through the top of it. And he had three stones. And he had a picture where the stones were stacked up. And then they were in the bag. And then the other photo, they were just laying out. So it's like, oh, well, you can just carry this little bag, have these three little stones, pull them out. You can stack them, you can kind of play with them. And I thought, well, I can have, you know, like the three, four little stones glued together, the face stone. Then I can have some on the round little wood chip. Then I can have some in a frame, in a little frame. These are all going to be, you know, under that $20 mark. And I'm like, well, that's totally cool. I could totally do that. And then for some reason I thought, and this is things like, there's always times when I was going to sell prints. And I'm like, well, I could just I could just do that. You know, I could sell like $4. I went, cards. I go, I haven't sold cards. And I was like this big light bulb moment. I haven't sold cards in how long? I'm like, that's perfect for this. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you know, I don't know what we'll charge. I mean, I kind of would run that stuff by her. But I thought, okay. So I ordered the cards. So I'll print the 4x6 prints of, you know, a few of my images. And there'll just be blank cards. Then I bought at one point, it was like black matting for a 5x7. And the black matting fits an 8x10. And I have a bunch of those. So I can just print out some 5x7s. I have the black matting. I have the piece that goes in the back, and then that slides into a piece of plastic. So it's a whole contained. You stick that in a frame, 8x10, and you're done. It's got the matting. It's got the photo. It's got the backing. You just need a frame and glass. So I'm like, okay, and it come, and I got these plastic holders for those. And I'm like, well, those are totally cool. So already I just started on this gambit of all these different things that I could make that would fit at that store. Like, I can keep making things, you know, and then we'll find out, oh, the cards sell, or the face stones don't, or those little square frames, those, you know, sold out right away or whatever. And then that's the products, the things that are in my house I keep, and I'm going on eBay. I already have an account, which is so funny, but I have an eBay account. So I'll just start dabbling in that and selling, you know, one thing here or there. So it's like, you know, I went online a couple weeks ago and said, hey, I'm going to be in a store, and found art's going to eBay. And then I kind of like, you know, I waited a little while to make sure I could say that before I spoke too soon. And then there was that little moment of, oh my goodness, I spoke too soon. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm going to get in that store and I'm going to sell my stuff on eBay. So I'm in the store. So instead of the split being 50, 25, 25, it's now 75, 25. I'm like, well, how good is that? And then again, eBay, the unicorn wanted 50%. And beginning, I was like, I was going to start out. I'm like, okay, that's your thing. Let's just see. But like, I was like, 50%. But again, I'm like, let's just see. That's all I cared about. I got stuff that hasn't sold, that isn't selling. I got a closet full of stuff. Let's see. And, you know, we never got to. But like I said, to me, I could not believe, like, my home, Zen Garden, like, upgraded. Everything looks better. I moved around a bunch of stuff, everything. It just, like, I would have never thought that 3 weeks ago. That I should move my stuff, take some stuff down, put some new photos in, you know, clean up everything. You know, I wouldn't have done that. You know, the driving and all the pieces one place and the driving all the pieces back home, I could have done without, but it's an imperfect world we live in. But how dope it worked out. And then it's like deep down when the whole thing started and she mentioned that store, I thought, that's kind of all I really wanted to ever do. But it's like, okay, she was going to take my stuff over there. They were going to set it up. They were going to pick what. They were going to go through. They were going to make all the decisions. And then I just get half. Now I'm bringing stuff out. I get to help decide. I get to help set it up. And I get 75%. I mean, it's just blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Like, I was just like completely stoked how that worked out. So I will keep everybody posted. On that, but you know, she's on Instagram and she posts stuff on Instagram, and like I said, just everything about that woman's vibe, like, you kind of get people's vibe, you know. Again, on social media you can put out whatever image you want, but I mean, you can kind of pick up someone's energy if what they're posting, you know. And she's Black Lives Matter and just all this like really non-related stuff to selling her stuff and then selling her stuff. But when I was there right before I left, another, she was, oh, here's, I forget the woman's name, but here's another local artist, and she was selling some jewelry. And I'm like, you know, she's like, oh, hi, how are you? And I was just like, you know, you could just tell this woman is just friends with these artists and she likes it. And I'm like, see, that's what I wanted. That's who I needed to find. I needed to find a store, not splitting the money with anyone else, not involved with anyone else, but where I could bring it and grow it and nurture it. And Tracy just, you know, right away she goes, don't you feel like it's home here? And I go, yes, I do. Exactly. So a couple things and something that kind of threw me. Springsteen got a DWI. And what made me, like, the first thing I felt was sad. Because I'm like, there are people out there that have just done so much, accomplished so much, and still cannot control the space between their ears. Like, you think of that guy's amount of success, money, fame, married, kids, health, and he's by himself in a park drinking tequila. And they played this one quote from, I think it was a book, but it was in Springsteen's, so it was like an audio book or something, and it's like, because of watching my father, I knew that I would never kind of, you know, have a problem with drinking or something like that. It wasn't for me. And then you fast forward and it's like, you're by yourself. You know what I mean? Like, and I think, you know, getting by yourself, being out in nature, all that's fine, but it's like, well, why would you be there by yourself drinking? And again, if you're hanging out with a buddy and you brought a couple beers and, you know, whatever, but it's like, you went up there by yourself with a bottle of tequila. Like, almost like, you know, they found an empty bottle, you know, so it's like, I went to the Born in the USA concert, the one where actually Courtney, who is it from Friends? Courtney Steves, is that her name? Courtney Cox from Friends got up on stage and they filmed the video. Dancing in the Light. I think that was what it's called. But it's like, I was, probably went to 3 concerts in my entire life. And I kind of followed his music for a while, and I kind of liked him. And there were certain moments I'd hear about him or whatever. And, you know, always just kind of struck me as a cool dude. And then the kicker was, I didn't watch the Super Bowl. But Springsteen does his first commercial ever. And it's for Jeep. And he's driving a Jeep. It's like, I don't know how long after the Super Bowl, then they found out that he got a DWI in November of 2020, and they just immediately pulled the ad. And I'm like, that's what's sad. Like, at this point in your life, you know, you should just be kicking back, smiling, you know, resting in the known, sitting in the familiar, you know, just kicking it at all you've accomplished. And I've said that quote a couple of times. People are not addicted to drugs and alcohol. They're addicted to escaping reality, which is what? They don't like what's going on in their head. They don't like their thoughts. So they quiet the mind any way they can, because they can't handle the noise. And that's what I thought was sad. All that dude's done, all the music, you know, effect. I mean, he's got fans all over the world. You know what I mean? Just like really, really done it. And to be at that point where it was just like this statement of, well, here's how not good it is. This is kind of a bummer to me. So I've been ordering my supplements from the same place for, I don't know how many years, like 10, 15 years, just a ton of time. And I just have the products that I have purchased, same ones, and I got them, you know, on a Word document, and I got their order numbers, so I just call them, and they go, your first product, and I read the number, and read this, you know, whatever products, I just read them, boom, done. Always fast, easy, painless. So I'm talking to this gal, and I mentioned one. She's like, well, I can't find that. I'm like, well, you can't find it. She says, give me the number again. I give her the number again. She says, what's it called? And I tell her what it's called, and she goes, well, can you spell it? So I spell it, and she's like, well, let me check something. And she's like, you know, sorry it's taking so long. And I go, fine. And I'm like, this is weird, though. Like, every one of these products, I just boom, 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 and like, you know, this one's not even listed, like the number, the nothing. And I'm like, wow. And, yeah, I was in a hurry. I didn't, you know, nothing. I wasn't feeling frustrated or anything. I just knew I had to order this stuff. And I thought it was kind of cool. She kind of started, well, I'll look for like another option. And then like she said, sorry, it's taking so long. And then like one more time, she said, sorry again. And then I just went into this thing. I literally will list, you know, three or four different item numbers, and they'll, okay, here's your total buy, and I'll hang up. I go, today, I don't know the order number because I don't have a catalog, but I wanted to get some glucosamine because I've never ordered that before. So I was actually ask the person, hey, can you help me just locate, you know, a glucosium, pill in the pill form or whatever, just, you know, in where you're selling from there, or, you know, answering the phone from whatever, look up in your information, you know, just kind of help me. So I was going to ask for help for one item. And then two other items turned out, three, like one she couldn't find at all, like was just discontinued, and then two were out of stock. And so it's like, I really need your help. I said, and you're helping me. I mean, you're actually going through stuff, finding out what's, you know, she's reading the ingredients of, well, is this product like this product? What, you know, I mean, I said, you know, you're helping me. I said, and I need help right now. So I said, number one, thank you. I said, but number two, I go, you got to stop apologizing. I said, you're doing your job really well. There's no need to apologize. And she's like, all right. She's like, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I went back and forth and on for probably another 5 minutes about that whole thing. And she just listened. And then I said, I got a podcast. Or she says, are you a motivational speaker? And I said, well, I said, I do have a podcast. And I said, I do enjoy helping people. And so I said, you know, go to iTunes. Here's the name of it. And at the end, she says, okay, she says, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. I'm going to check it out, and I'm going to tell my friend to check it out. And I could tell just when she said that, like she was serious. And it was such a cool moment because I have ordered supplements from that place for, I mean, it could be 20 years. Like it literally has been forever. And not once have I ever had a conversation. And give me your first item number. Give me your second item number. Here's your total. Boom. Credit card information. Bye. 2021. February. Right away. I'm like, why does she keep... don't tell me not. I don't tell how to do my job. Don't tell... Who are you? Shut up. And she was like, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, I could tell she was sincere. You know what I mean? She's very earnest about it. And that's why I said, look, you know, check out my podcast. Because in that moment, it was like, I can just, like, literally today change that chick's life. And not, like, bragging, not pumping up my chest, but I'm like, if I can convince her of why she shouldn't apologize when she's being herself, she's doing a great job, she's doing her job, she'll literally walk the earth differently 6 months from now, a year from now. And I was like, how cool is it to be me? To be able to do that with just one person. I mean, how many people in the world are answering phones for a job, taking orders? And then I happen to just stop, pause, and say, well, let's make this about you real quick. And she was so cool with it. You know, she didn't get defensive. She didn't get not. She was just, oh, thank you. And I was like, that's just so cool that I could just stop what we were doing, business, and just be like a friend for a second. And it was received. And she was thankful. And then that filled my cup. And then we finished and I hung up the phone and I went right to my note. My little sticky notes. And I just wrote down my chat with the nutrition sales lady. And again, to me, that was like a really, really cool moment. Outside of having a podcast, I doubt I'd ever share that moment. Hey, I was buying some new supplements. I started talking to the lady. I told her not to apologize. Yeah, great story, Tom. Thanks. You want to go get lunch? But in my world, how I walk, that was just an example of being present. Like all that mattered in that moment wasn't even getting my supplements, not getting the right substitutions for the ones that they didn't have. I was like, look, you're like really helping me. Like you're really doing a good job. Like you gotta understand that if that's your job and you're doing it well, there's no need to apologize. And I know she felt that. And because she felt it, and because I knew she felt it, I felt it. And I'm like, dude, that's the dopest. That's the dopest, dopest stuff. So, lastly, Leaf, bringing up my little Super Bowl again, Llano Earth Art Festival, going virtual this year, going global, and I got selected. So I went to my neighbor and asked him if he'd shoot it, and he said yes, and we chatted the other day about it, and he's going to bring two cameras and his drone, and he might ask another friend to show up for sunset, and then I ask an old client, a wonderful friend, to edit, and I talked to a new current client of mine, and he said he would help as well if needed. So I got potentially 3 to 4 people ready to work on my film for this event. And I'm like, 2021, like, you know, I plan on getting a tat for my birthday. My birthday's the 25th, turning 56. So I'm looking forward to the birthday. I'm looking forward to the tat. And March 1st, podcast turns 6. So that's always a cool moment. Then I got the film that, you know, I'm going to make. People are going to help me make. Then I'm going in the store, and I'm bringing my stuff on Monday, the 22nd. That's when I'm actually bringing my products to the store in Santa Paula. And then the event, 27th to 28th. Like, I love having things to look forward to. Like, I've been in periods where I'm like, there's not that thing. There's not that, hey, I'm looking forward. And it was okay, but I just noticed, like, wow, I don't, because I don't look, you know, I don't do holidays. So, you know, so you're always looking for time off or a vacation or Christmas or New Year. You know what I mean? You just, and there's just none of that in my life. So there really hasn't been that thing like, oh, I'm looking forward to. I mean, staying focused, staying present, you know, kind of eliminates a lot of that. But now it's just like, I wrote them down, like trying to just remember that, like the things that are happening. And I'm like, again, 2021 just started. And not a straight line. Definitely with a little, you know, wrench thrown in, but unaffected. So I just went forward, and now it's better than ever. And again, how one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of that test. Hey, here's a unicorn. Hey, the unicorn's not a unicorn. Ah, what happened? I'm in a store. My Zen garden looks dope. I feel fantastic. And there's no bad. There's no bad at all. So I'm just walking the earth, y'all. Having pro-you experiences. And then I'm sharing those directly to you, the listeners, the ones I care about the most, because as a client said, my message is out there. Now I'm just executing it. So these last, I don't know, I want to say a year, the last year podcasts have just been me going, hey, it's really dope being up here. Never climbed this high in the pro yew tree, not climbing down. You know, it correlates that climbing the pro yew tree with me, you know, also kind of building that castle, digging a moat, filling it with alligators, raising the drawbridge. You know, I'm up there. I get that vista. I can see the bad. I can see the kryptonite. You know, beautiful mind, still there. I'm just not flaming that fire. I'm not focused on it. I'm not thinking about it. So I do feel versus locked in a castle by myself, a prisoner and alone. I'm in that tree, man, eating pro-you fruit, and I'm stoked, and I'm pumped, and I love what's happening in my life. And come to my well, that is the water that I sell. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, for being you. You got questions, you got comments. You'd like to, you know, see what it's like to be a client, holler. Bunch of ways to chat virtually. And I'd love to help. Because you are worth it. Welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked you're here. As always, I'm consistently stoked when you show up for your Pro You moment. Let's begin. Seated on the floor, butterfly the legs if you can. Eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose, we'll allow the exhale out the mouth, we'll slow them both down. We'll elongate them both, we will control them both, we will experience them both. We will stay connected to both. Thus, we will be present. Distracted from all else, anything else does enter the space between your ears. Calmly, quietly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Bravo. Well done. Walk the earth, and I have experiences, and I share those experiences, and that has not changed. What's changed are the experiences are consistently better than ever before. Cannot be a coincidence. My clients having experiences, moments they've never had before. Again, not a coincidence. One thing in common, deeming ourselves worthy, doing little things consistently, being thankful, being present, moment by moment, day by day. Peace and God bless.